The Spirit is alive in all of us. And so I want to first introduce a gentleman who has graciously agreed to come up and share his testimony. We're hearing different testimonies from different programs that pastors have brought into their parish. His name is Mike Dubinsky. He's from St. Mary Star of the Sea in Jackson. Let's give him a warm welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
Good morning. Earlier this morning, Tom Thalen described a little bit of what Kurseal is. Now, I would like to give a short witness of what Kurseal meant to me before I went to Kurseal and after my Kurseal weekend. In the fall of 2011, unfortunately, I was struggling a little bit with my faith. One, my prayer life was pretty much non-existent. Two, I was a religious ed teacher, so I read a little scripture, but not much. And three, I did have action because, as people know in my community, I do quite a little bit in our parish and enjoy it all. So I got to the point where I almost wanted to quit everything, just sit in the pew, and as Deacon Hoyle said, wanted to be a pew potato. Then something miraculously happened. After one mass, a man who was very close to me handed me a brochure and said to me, "Take this, read it, pray about it. You just might want to do this." So I did. And I did my Kurseal weekend in the fall of 2011. And as Tom described, there are 15 talks altogether. Every talk was beautiful. Two of them really hammered into me the Holy Spirit: piety, which is prayer, and study. As a friend of mine has told me, if you're going to read books, read the best. So, of course, I started with Scripture and the Bible, and have worked a little bit into Dr. Scott Hahn and many good Catholic authors. But the one I want to touch the most on is piety, because I saw piety for the first time and understood its power. At that Kurseal weekend, 20 men on team and being candidates, all praying the rosary. Since that time, my rosary has become my daily life. Whether it's in a car driving a far distance, at home, or at the Adoration Chapel that I attend. Please, please, if you're having a bad prayerful life, start praying. Use, because I'm just a big fan, the rosary. Give it all up to the Immaculata. The other part of the Kurseal movement that I really enjoyed was after the weekend, I was still a little leery about things, and then I went to group reunion. And I meet every Wednesday night at a local restaurant with four other men who are my Christ warriors with me. It doesn't matter if I'm having a great week or a bad week. They are with me there to the end and always assure me that if there is a bad week in prayer or study or even action, don't worry, we are here with your back and our prayers. And if anybody wants to come and to maybe take a sneak peek, find a Kurseista out there. Ask them if you could maybe see what a group reunion is. Get a little taste. Once you grab it, it's sort of like Bill Murray in Scrooge. Once you have it, you don't want to let it go. You want it every day. So thank you for your time. I appreciate Craig giving me the honor to come up here just for a few minutes to express my witness of the Kurseal weekend. And to all the Kurseistas out there, because I know there's several of you out there, as we like to end everything, De Caloris.
Thank you so much, Michael.